You're listening to Bay Radio. Time for us to get an update on things, Javier. And Doris Corcells has joined us from Javier Town Hall. Nice to speak to you, Doris. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, you told me you had you were full of cold
yeah,
and paracetamol.
Yeah, but I don't want to show.
You're certainly not. So I think the first area of concern for people living in Javier is about voting in the next local elections. They're in May, aren't they?
Yes. Well, let me start with one of your concerns. Your right to vote in the next local elections of the 28th of May. Take the date and note it. 28th of May. The problem is that if you haven't registered yet, it's unfortunately too late to do so. But for the people who did, you have to make sure that you are still on the padrón. That's something that people forget about it. You have to renew it on time. That means every 2 years if you are not resident and every 5 years if you are European citizens. Okay?
So that's okay for people who are in the EU. What about Brits?
The British residents, your TIE, T-I-E, will define it.
I see. Okay. Now, this year, we also have some good news from Javier Town Hall, don't we, about various things we might not have to pay for.
Well, that's why I'm here for. No. Here are the news. This year, you won't have to pay for the collection of rubbish, basura receipt. Private citizens and businesses are exempted in 2023, which is very good news.
That is great news.
We always pay €125 if we are a normal owner, but also businesses are paying a lot more. So even the businesses will be exempted. But that is not the only reduction that the council has been able to offer you. We had last year 17% discount on the EB. The EB is the council tax, and it's renewed this year. So you will pay 17% less. You will pay the same amount that you paid last year. And on top of that, don't forget that you can also apply for more deduction. If your house has solar panels, for example, you will have to pay this EB amount between August and October of this year.
How do people go about finding out if they are allowed a reduction for solar panels?
Well, I will give you now, take a note of the following web page, and that will give you access to all the administrative steps related to the area economica, for economical area. And take a note also, if you have a pen next to you, it's xabiatributos.es.
So that's the Valencia spelling of Javier.
Yes,
X-A-B-I-A, yes. Javier. Tributos is T-R-I-B-U-T-O-S.es. And that actually is in a number of different languages, isn't it?
Well, that will be in Castellano, Valenciano and English. That's good. You will be able to deal with all your bills on this site. And also, that's something I discovered myself, you might find out that electric and historical cars, do you say historical?
Historic, yeah.
Historic cars.
Or classic.
Also have a discount, okay? This car tax, you won't be exempted of the car tax this year, but you will have to pay it from the 8th of March to the 20th of May. If you don't receive the receipt at home, don't worry, you can go to the town hall in Calemayor and they will give you a copy of it.
Also, as you said, you can find this information online.
Yeah.
How do you find perhaps your car on the website? It's by your name or by the car number?
You always have to give your NI number.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how they find you.
All right, great. There are other things that you can tell us about as well. Amhassa are going to start replacing water meters. In fact, they've started, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to take advantage of my presence here to tell you something else about what might be interest for you. Amhassa at the moment is replacing the water meters. You might see some people around your house. Don't worry, because these new digital devices will allow you to check your consumption, even if you are away. Wow.
Oh, you can do it online. Fantastic.
Yes. And that might advise you about possible leaks, which sometimes surprise you when they show on your receipt.
It certainly can happen for people who aren't in Javier all the time, and you come up, you get your water bill and it's a huge amount.
Yeah,
and you don't realize
and you don't know
the pool's been leaking or something like this.
You never know until somebody tells you or until you receive
the
big
bill. What about the municipal swimming pool? We've been hearing quite a lot about that over the past few years. We understand, though, actually, that things are in action. Things are happening now with this.
Yeah, well, that is a very long story. If you knew how many years we wanted the swimming pool...
It was a long time looking for a site in the first place, wasn't
it? Well, no, the site was all right because years ago, a mayor put the first stone.
Oh, right.
Yes, that was more than 20 years ago. And he put the first stone, but nothing happened.
So this is just rumour then. People are saying, oh, it might be here, it might be there. Known where.
You know, it's just next to the Palau in the port. Huh? They are building it at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it will be finished in April.
Wow, okay.
Yes, it will, because this company has been completing with their duties and they are really doing well.
And when will people actually be able to start swimming?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you won't be able to use it before September, as we will need to negotiate maintenance contracts. And if you knew how difficult it is to have all these administrative steps done, you would understand why we need more time. Mm-hmm. But also, being next to the sea, a municipal indoor pool wouldn't open its doors.
Yeah, it makes no sense in the summer. So, you've got the sea right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just hope that in September you will be able to go there and swim.
Now, Javier is well known for its cultural events. There are lots coming up. Can you tell us about some of them that are happening soon?
Well, you can find all the leaflets about the culture events in the tourism office. Sometimes we even forget to take them. But if you knew how many culture events we have in Javier, you would be surprised. I could tell you about some of them, which might interest you. It's a jazz at the Casa de la Cultura on the 3rd of March at 8 p.m. We also have, well, I enjoyed the last one, the Swing Sunday on the 25th of March at the Plaza Comare Maruja. That is the place which is just next to the bar El Clavo. Mm-hmm. I suppose you all know the Clavo.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know it better than the name of the place. Anyway, so that is on the...
25th of March
mm-hmm. at 12 o'clock. So if it's sunny, it's really nice to be there, see the sea and listen to this music.
Now, what I'm looking forward to is the festival on the Arenal of the Blues.
The Blues. The next one will be on the 17th of March, and that is on the Paseo, which is now called David Ferrer, as you know. Well, and also you have a lot of concerts in classic music. Well, I'm not so keen on, but it's classic music you have in San Bartolome Church, that is the church in the old town.
Yeah, I think it depends on what type of classical music it is.
But please go and try to have the leaflet. It's a big one, but you have all the details, and I'm sure you can find something which interests you.
And that's available where at? You do say?
In the tourism offices.
Which is one in the town
mm-hmm. next to the Ayuntamiento Council. And then you have another one here at the Arenal, just
on
in
the
front
end.
Of Bay Radio. Mm-hmm. And then you have another one in the port just next to the Hotel Miramar.
Okay, thank you very much, Doris. So hopefully you'll be able to come back and talk to us again about some other subjects to do with Javier Town Hall. What sort of things do you have in mind?
I hope so, if you don't kick me off. Yes, I will be here. Next time, if you let me, because I have to make a report about it, we'll speak about the basuras, the rubbish, because we have new laws about the puntsvers, for example.
What's that?
Puntsvers are the... We have 20 special areas in Javier, which are... In the urbanizations, there are the different containers. Mm-hmm. So there you can go and throw everything you want, even the refuse, the garden refuse, even the furniture. But unfortunately, all these points were not well used. That means that everybody was going there and was throwing everything. Now, because the law told us that we couldn't put cameras because if it was not fenced, we couldn't have cameras.
Okay, so, now so there are various regulations.
But anyway, I prefer to have a
we
report
talk about
next
it in detail
time.
Next
yes,
time?
Yes, if you let me come in.
Sure, absolutely. And also I think it might be interesting, you know, for listeners in the Javier area, if they have any questions to do with the administration, with the town hall, that perhaps they could email us on our usual email address and we could ask you those questions next
of
time
course,
you
of
come
course.
In, Doris. It's great to speak to you. And we will use the Bay Radio address for any questions, the usual one, studio@bayradio.fm, and anything we get we'll pass on to you, and hopefully you'll be able to answer those questions for us next time.
Well, I just hope so.
Absolutely. Doris, thank you so much for coming
in. Okay, you're welcome.
Great to speak to you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.